Good day, I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 20. Coming up, no microcephaly case linked to Zika virus in Jamaica, government pursuing waste to energy plant, and Jamaica Fire Brigade to strengthen forensic capabilities. The details after this message.
Planning to install solar panels? Don't buy just any solar equipment. Get the best quality. Equipment should be certified by international certification companies such as UL or TUV. Visit UL.com or TUV.com to see trusted brands. Contact the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to ensure your solar equipment is approved for local use. Ask your supplier for proof your panels meet international requirements and ask about after-sales services, warranties, maintenance, and repairs. It's a major investment, so ensure you get the best. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says there is no microcephaly case linked to the Zika virus, ZikVi, in Jamaica. Speaking to journalists following a tour of the Victoria Jubilee Hospital in Kingston on Wednesday, Dr. Tufton said based on data provided by the ministry, there have been 3 cases of microcephaly in children.
Up to the 12th of October, and I haven't been informed otherwise, there were no cases of ZikVi-related microcephaly, but there were 3 cases to date from the start of the year. As you know, this condition is caused by a number of factors, but we have had no ZikVi-related up to the 12th. But it's something that we have to monitor on a weekly basis.
Microcephaly is defined as a condition in which the head circumference is small for the age and sex of the infant. It is not a specific disease condition, but a descriptive term determined on physical examination and is classified in 2 categories, microcephaly and severe microcephaly. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is moving to introduce a waste-to-energy solution in short order. Mr. Holness says the overall objective is to minimize the volume of waste on the nation's roads by giving members of the public a viable alternative to garbage disposal. The implementation of the waste-to-energy solution being led by the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will see the introduction of several plants in Jamaica.
Instead of waste being the end of the consumption cycle, it will be just another phase of the consumption cycle, which will end up being a product demanded by the company that is going to generate energy from it. So hopefully, if you give garbage an economic value, then people won't just throw it away.
The government is reviewing expressions of interest from local and international companies looking to establish waste-to-energy plants in Jamaica. The Prime Minister was speaking following a tour of the White Mars St. Catherine complex of manufacturing company Wisinko. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is to sign a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to strengthen the forensic and investigative capabilities of firefighters. Under the agreement, training will be provided to more firefighters, allowing them to determine the cause of fires more readily.
If you don't know what are causing the fire, how can you actually prevent them? No, what we want to do is to put ourselves in the position to be able to definitively say that. That is why we are moving to actually strengthening the investigative arm of the fire brigade, so we can actually do that investigation alongside the police and the forensic lab.
Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Sean Martin. Assistant Commissioner Martin says the regular mode of operating is for fire investigators to arrive at the scene after the blaze is extinguished to conduct analyses of the incidents. However, the JFB is presently experiencing a shortage of the requisite personnel to immediately carry out these investigations. And 8 military personnel from the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, are scheduled to depart the island Thursday with relief supplies for Port-au-Prince, Haiti, in response to the impact of Hurricane Matthew on the country. The soldiers will travel on a United States C-130 Heracles military aircraft provided. The soldiers will travel on a United States C-130 Heracles military aircraft provided by the U.S. Embassy. While in Haiti, the JDF personnel will assist with the distribution of supplies and make preparation for further support to the French-speaking territory. The shipment contains quantities of food supplies, water, infant products, and tarpaulins. The items were procured with funding through the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency. The initiative is being coordinated by the Ministries of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Local Government and Community Development, the Jamaica Customs Agency, the Airports Authority of Jamaica, JDF, Jamaica Constabulary Force, the U.S. Embassy in Kingston, and the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.